When you hear Schaffhausen, you probably think of watches or impressive landmarks like the Rheinfall. But what if I told you another key word this Swiss city will be linked to is reusable packaging? That probably didn't come to your mind, did it? Well, here we are to change that. Because in our latest episode, Enrique called up Daniela Brunner from the city of Schaffhausen and Tim Breaker from Vital, a company dedicated to reusable food packaging. They talked about their new partnership between the city and the company. Enrique and his guests touched on points like psychological incentives, Schaffhausen's approach and role as a trailblazer, and Tim's meeting with another Tim you might have heard from, Tim Cook from Apple. Now, sadly, at the time of the call, I was sick. So now we all can enjoy Enrique's premiere as the sole host of the show. Enjoy.
Hey, Daniela. Hi, team. How are you?
Hi, Enrique. Nice to hear you. I'm fine. And you?
Very good. Very good. Team, how are things going on your end?
Very good. Very good. Pleasure to hear from you, Enrique.
Thank you very much. So I'm very happy to be here on this discussion. This time, unfortunately, Jan could not join us, but he's with us in spirit. And well, let's kick off with our discussion. This time, I would love to, yes, understand your perspectives on this very interesting initiative of Vital working with Schaffhausen. So let's hit it on. Tim, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience of working with the government? I mean, you have a career of a consultant in the beginning, then you jump to this entrepreneurial world, then circularity and reusability is something very important for you. But how do you end up working with the government? I mean, tell us about that.
Yeah, so maybe to start it off rather personally, right? I'm super driven by entrepreneurship and really understand entrepreneurship as a tool to create change in the world, right? And I really believe in this. This was also one of the key motivators to start Vital and start building this operating system for reusable packaging, because scientific evidence is just very clearly telling us that reusable packaging in many, many use cases, especially in takeaway food and drinks, is the more sustainable and more economic packaging choice than single use. And so this is how Vital started, with this conviction of bringing this scientifically proven better solution to the market. And now, having done that and working on this endeavor for a good four years now, it became obvious to me, to be honest, that in some areas you can really do it solely by relying on this entrepreneurial way, and in other areas it is extremely helpful and you need the support of governments, of cities, of other stakeholders to really advance this transformation from a linear single-use packaging economy to a circular economy built on reusables. And so, therefore, we're extremely excited and also grateful for this great partnership we have with Schaffhausen, because, to be honest, it's not so obvious that they're really creative and progressive cities that pioneer this work with us. And here, Schaffhausen really is at the forefront.
You're talking about scientific proof or research on doing this. Daniela, why don't you tell us what is the interest, the real interest? How does the program works, and actually, what do you win?
Well, what do we win? Well, actually, my duty is to bring circular economy into the town. And I was wondering, what is the most powerful way to attain that? The most powerful way, from my point of view, is when you can convince people about circularity. And it is only possible when they bring the idea into their homes. So I started my job 1.5 years ago with the idea of working on renewables. And the first idea I had was to address the most established product. There is another company producing renewable packaging, but it didn't convince me, because, you know, to have circularity, the circular economy has to roll, has to go forward. And there is no point in producing reusable tableware, which you buy, and then you use it, and at the end it disappears in your kitchen cupboard, and then that it can be for years. It happened to me. With I did a lot of research, and I came to Vital because I realized that with this concept, you can't just make it disappear, your bowl or your cup, you have to bring it back. And that is the pure idea of circular economy.
Wow, very nice, very exciting. Oh, also, you know, you're touching part of my heart, because my canton of origin is Schaffhausen. So my grandparents are coming from Bilkinen.
It's a beautiful place. I don't know it. Maybe you can show me next time.
Yeah, with pleasure. There is a lot of green fields. Not that many people, but it's really beautiful. But yeah, like talking about these two ways of putting a kind of research into practice and working with the different people that are engaging on this partnership, how those citizens are reacting?
Well, at the moment, I can't really tell. I know that people in general, they are not very keen to change something in their lives, yeah, in everyday lives. And this is the second reason why I came to Vital, because I wanted to find an incentive which I could address people with so that they would have a higher motivation to use renewables. And in Schaffhausen, we have this program which goes like that. When you buy your food at the takeaway, you pay normal price. But when you use Vital, then you get a 2 franc discount, 2 Swiss franc discount. And when you buy a coffee, for example, in a cup, then you get a 1 Swiss franc discount. And we hope that this way we can get people to use renewables more often. You say renewable or renewable packaging, yeah.
Got it. And Tim, I mean, it's very interesting that part of like the community approach, right? Like, I mean, Vital is a company that is focusing a lot on that, on how to create communities of change. How can you like tell us the approach to incentivize more people on doing this? What is the next step? How do you get them being part of this?
Yeah, I think you mentioned a couple of really important points, right? So Vital now combines a community of around 600,000 registered app users that are most active in the German-speaking area, but we're available across 15 countries by now. And exactly as you mentioned, it's a community of change, right? It's typically the forerunners, the really driven people that have sustainability, that have innovation at their heart. And this is obviously the exact right crowd to start with. But it's obviously our ambition to bring reusables to the mass market and to really reach everyone, every consumer, because in the end, we want to make it the default solution across takeaway and delivery food. And here, I think there are multiple incentives that we can work with. And exactly as Daniela said, right, this positive motivation of getting money back, getting a discount when using and switching to reusables, this is very, very good, right? At the same time, we also have basically other legislations, other countries, other restaurant partners in other geographies that work with us on a punishment against single use. So basically stores that offer reusable products in reusables for the normal price. And then if you want to have it in single use, you pay extra, right? And especially for me as a psychologist, it's super interesting to see how these different incentives work out. And in either case, they both basically show in the right direction. And what is important, I think, is that we make it a behavioral change, a habit. So this is what the Vital app allows us, that we continue the communication to the user, to the consumers, and can really keep them going and give them the feedback, the positive feedback that their actions actually have positive impact. And they see their impact counter running up with every container that they replace.
You mentioned something that is very interesting. Punishment or rewards, what works better?
See, this is exactly what we are learning, right? Because I could point you to psychological literature, and typically we all know about the concept of loss aversion, for example. So let's see, right? And this is exactly what I love about our approach at Vital, that we are very keen on generating digital data to really prove these hypotheses. Because with reuse, it's this interesting phenomena that if you ask people on the street, hey, what do you think of reuse? Everyone will tell you what a great concept it is, and that they would surely support it because this is the socially wanted answer, right? But this is not what we aim for. We need to change behavior at the POS. We don't need anyone to tell us that reuse is great. We need people to use reuse. And this is why I'm so impressed and so grateful also to the city of Schaffhausen that we are running such a campaign, really clearly incentivizing consumers to make the switch from single use to reuse.
Yeah, and speaking about that change of behavior, Daniela, why don't you tell us about this Schaffhausen Abfallfrei, which is, I think in English is waste-free. So Schaffhausen waste-free. What is this? How does it work?
Schaffhausen eats waste-free would be the translation of Schaffhausen ist abfallfrei. It is a campaign which takes place in several cities in Switzerland. It has been taken place, it has been started like a couple of years ago, and we took over the concept. But the idea behind the campaign is that we want to show people that you can eat delicious food wherever you want. You can have it at an event, at a party, as a takeaway during your business time. But you don't have to lose anything about when you use reusables. So eating is something where we are very socialized. This is an everyday habit, of course. It's important to survive. And if we manage to get a point into the brains and the hearts of people, which affects their everyday life, then we can maybe attain, we can get people to do other things as well in favor of the environment. That's the idea why we started with Schaffhausen ist abfallfrei.
Very, very interesting, because we are tackling the two things, community, and is do you see this as a movement happening in Switzerland that is actually, because I know this is happening in Basel, in Zurich, this Zweis is abfallfrei, is happening in different cities, not yet in the Swiss-French side, actually. I haven't seen it here, perhaps also because it's in German, and that's the funny fact from the Swiss-French part. They like to have things in French, but anyway, how do you see these like movement growing? I mean, from both, like it's an open question to both of you. Is it something that needs to be always coming from the local and then expanding? It should be like, is there an ambassador? What is the key element?
Maybe I can start with the answer, saying that if something goes into everyday life of people, then it's, to my point of view, must come from the base and not from the government. And Schaffhausen ist abfallfrei, Schweiz ist abfallfrei, these campaigns are only a motivator. It's not meant to be a governmental rule to be established in the society. And that is actually a different approach from in comparison to Germany. In Germany, you have to use your reusable tableware in takeaways, which is not the case in Switzerland. So we have even more to motivate Swiss people by using these campaigns or by using financial incentives.
Yeah, and in order to build on that, so I think it's really about this comprehensive approach and bringing different measures together to facilitate this transformation to reusables as the standard. So as Daniela rightly mentioned, we have in Germany this obligation to offer reusables for takeaway as a national law, right? But it's an obligation to offer reusables and not necessarily to use reusables. And cities are actually in Germany quite frustrated that, this law is not really changing or is not yet having the expected impact at scale. At the same time, they oftentimes lack staff to control for the law because this is the responsibility of the cities. And so we see a high motivation at many city administrations in Germany to actually make their own municipality municipal laws, basically. So, for example, Tübingen, they introduced a single-use packaging tax of up to €1.50 per takeaway meal. And Euskirchen, Halle, Stuttgart are all either already following suit or very interested in following suit. And so I think it's like these communication campaigns, but also local tax introductions. And there are many levers that that cities can pull and that need to work together, right? We also quite active now in the event space. And what we really see quite a number of cities like Bremen and others do is that for events that happen inside the city on public ground, basically, that they're not allowed to use single use, right? So they have to use reusables for these events. And I think we will see more and more progress across all these different levels that will help this transformation to speed up.
Yeah, let's take it into a very specific example. So I know Jan that loves to go for lunch with friends, and then you know, like, he sometimes meet with Martin, and then they want to eat something there in the street, but there is no service that can provide this yet in Zurich, for example. What they can do?
They can bring their own. This is basically what is also, at least in Germany, part of the law, and that it's explicitly encouraged and allowed that restaurants fill up containers that are brought by the consumers, right? So if you go out and go to a place, stand there in line, order food, you can hand them your own containers and then get it filled up in there. But obviously, if you opt for delivery food, or if you want to pre-order, so you call in and tell them already what you want to eat, so you can just pick up the ready-to-eat food, then this is not a possible option to bring your own, right? And this is exactly where Vital comes in and offers you the spontaneous and flexible way of getting your food without eating from takeaway trash.
Yeah, and I think it's the right moment to ask you to take us through the journey of the user. Because, I mean, we have listeners from different places of the world, and we are talking about, like, how to implement the whole solution with the government, how this is working. But I don't know, perhaps they don't even know how this Vital thing is working. Why don't you guide us through it?
Very happy to do so. So as a consumer, it typically starts with registration in the Vital app. So you download our app, you register, you put down a payment method of your choice, and no worries, we don't credit this, we don't take any money from your payment method. It's just acting as a security. Because in the end, the Vital app works a little bit like a library card, which means that at every restaurant partner that we have, and it's around 7,100 these days, you can just go in there and borrow as many reusable containers as you need for your food order completely for free. And you can use those containers for up to 14 days for free. And only if you don't return the containers within this time frame, you start paying for the service, either because you extend the free borrowing period for €1 a week, or because you automatically purchase the containers. If you don't do anything and don't return the containers, you automatically buy the containers. And then in Germany, it's €10 for a food container and €4 for a cup. And this is really what I think Daniela also mentioned in the early beginnings, that with reusable packaging, you really want reusable packaging in circulation, right? You want people to return them quickly so you can maximize utilization of containers and therefore economic and environmental impact. And this is where Vital differentiates from a number of prepaid deposit systems, that we don't have a prepaid deposit, right? And we're all humans, and humans love using stuff for free. Humans do not like so much paying for something, but what humans really don't like is paying for something that they could use for free. So 99% of Vital containers are returned, and on average in less than 5 days. And this is, I think, what's super important, that we really drive this return rate up and really have an efficient circular system. And this is what you get with this digital deposit-free way of working that Vital offers compared to standard analog deposit systems.
Yeah. Daniela, how are you using Vital?
Well, of course, I'm using Vitals myself, but I'm much more, before that, I brought my own bowl from at home. It is a good habit for me to start the day with putting the bowl into my backpack and then going to the town. But now I use both systems, my own bowl and Vitals, because I want to know whether this system is working, whether I get these 2 francs refunded, which works perfectly. Thank you, Tim, for contributing to that pioneer system.
Very happy to.
As far as I know, is a pioneer work in Europe or the world even. I don't know, this reimbursement.
I think so too.
Fine. It works fine. Thank you. But I think this system is not so much made for me because as I'm working in the environmental protection business, I do it like a robot. I just put my bowl into the backpack and that's it. And then, but for most people, it's not normal. And for them, I think Vital is the best solution.
That's very good to know. So it's not for everyone. It's not for the ones that let's call ourselves the geeks of the system, the ones that we like to reuse everything that we have and that we use a cup like 10 times, even if it's not clean. I see your point. Okay.
I think maybe Enrique to comment on that. I think it's not so much a question of personality or identifying with as a sustainability geek or something. I think it really depends more on the use case, on the situation, on the context that you're in, right? Because as Daniela mentioned, she uses both, right? Her own bowl that she can bring from home as well as the Vital system. And this is also what we see across our community of 600,000 users, that we have a lot of users that use our system, but they maybe use it only 2 or 4 times a year, right? So they're not the regular takeaway consumer. They're not the mass market food delivery addict, right? They're the sustainability conscious that, they do what they can, and whatever they do, they think about the sustainability consequences and they take the sustainability oriented choice. So when they opt for takeaway food, when they spontaneously want to grab a coffee to go because it's just suddenly sunny and you really want to enjoy this sunny day with a coffee, then they say, okay, if I do this, then I'll do it in Vital so I don't produce unnecessary single-use trash. And we really do see this in our consumer data. And and funny enough, you can also see that, for example, particular during COVID times, we won a lot of consumers that registered with us that were not the typical takeaway users, but given that the corona and COVID restrictions were present, they started suddenly to consume rather quite a bit of delivery food and so on, right? So it's very interesting, and I think it very much depends on the context where then we provide really the best and most sustainable solution.
Yeah, so we don't need a few doing it right. We need millions to doing it average. That's my take in this. Okay, I like it. And it's for everyone, right? I mean, let's take it to something you were talking about recently. You were saying that in 2024 is the year we need to talk more about reuse as part of circular economy. What does that mean? How does it is combined? What is the importance of it?
So I think, obviously for me as a reuse entrepreneur since 4 years now, I always want to talk more about reuse and so on. But I think that especially 24 is a very good year because I see that, there is a critical mass of consumers, there is a critical mass of gastronomists, there is more and more regulation pushing in this direction. There are more and more cities like Schaffhausen that engage in these awesome campaigns like we're doing it right now. There are so many large corporates also that says that they finally understood recycling is not the solution. It's only part of the solution. We need reuse, and therefore I think especially also in light with the PPWR discussion, so the European legislative process on packaging that is going on, I really think reuse has the big chance and also some sort of responsibility to make it to the societal discussion and really be out there, because we cannot continue wasting resources of our precious planet for packaging that is only used for 10, 30, 60 minutes. I mean, sorry, but we need to grow up as a world society and start treating our resources better.
Is that an incentive, Daniela, from the personal perspective and from the perspective of the canton, that you can incentivize other cantons, other cities? Is it an example already?
Well, it is an example, but first of all, let me emphasize that circularity is not attained by using reusables several times alone, but you also need to use material which is completely recyclable, and that is also a plus with Vital and a minus with the other company in Switzerland, who builds bowls, cups, and everything using glass fiber. So then we have composite, which is difficult to recycle. You have a downcycling, and at the end, you end up the bowls end up as these little coins you use in shopping trolleys. So that is. I just want to add this to Tim's answer. So the material is also important. Coming to your question, Enrique, I find it very important that we spread the news through to all of Switzerland. And I'm doing a lot of it because my experiences with Vitals are so great that I'm currently discussing the possibilities with other cities which are also interested, like Basel, Winterthur, Zurich. They are very much interested in the model. They are watching us, and depending on what the outcome will be, they might also come into the Vital Schaffhausen boat.
That's very, very cool. What is the, because we've been talking about a lot of very positive feedback about the usability and the whole solution. What are the challenges? I mean, like, also because part of what we're discussing is the circularity, the materials. Is there any challenge that we see that we need to face?
Of course. I mean, as Daniela mentioned in the very beginning, right? Changing people's behavior, this is like the art of doing business. Probably it's certainly everything else but easy, right? So I think we're by far not there yet, serving the mass market with reusables. So we need to have these incentive campaigns. We need to have regulation to organize events with that are 100% operating with reusables, where people don't have a choice. If you want to drink a beer, you have to use the reusable cup, right? This is also part of bringing reuse to the mass market. And so I think consumer adoption is one of the challenges. And we're luckily getting extremely creative, as you can see also from the campaign we're doing with the city of Schaffhausen, to really move forward there and progress. But I think this is probably one of the key challenges, and where also from a Vital perspective, we are innovating quite a bit to make even further progress, right? So just let me highlight one example. We just started to offer Vital at the Berlinale Film Festival in Berlin, and what we're pioneering there is what we call Tap to Borrow, so that people don't need to register in the Vital app in order to borrow reusables for free. They can just borrow them with their credit card or with their NFC-enabled debit card. And if they don't return it within the 14 days, then they have to pay, or we take the money from this payment method for the container. But yeah, as mentioned, 99% of the containers come back. So most of our consumers don't ever pay for the Vital service, just borrowing and returning containers for free.
I also see another obstacle when I'm talking to event coordinators or takeaway people. They tell me, we don't need reusables. We have biodegradable bowls and cups and everything. And I think that's a big obstacle, because most people think that just because a cup is biodegradable, it's as good as reusables. And that is definitely not the case, because biodegradables, in opposition to what the word says, they're not really degradable. It's very difficult to decompose them in on an industrial scale. At the end, you have to pick up all these cups and bowls. And also, you need a lot of space, a lot of area to produce these cups. These are areas which could be better used for food production.
Yeah, also I understand because they are mixed with normal garbage, right? Like, so they are not really put in place where they can be, again, part of an organic kind of system. It's just like they are mixed with the whole thing and people think like, yeah, it's going to be degraded in certain time. Like, no, but if you mix it with other stuff, it will never happen.
Yeah, I think consumer education is a very important part as well. So happy you brought it up, Daniela, because also with the regular pizza carton, right, people think, hey, it's a carton, it's like bio-based, fiber-based material, it's not so bad. Yes, you are not able to, discard it together with all the other old paper trash. It's full of grease from the pizza. It has to go to the waste bin, and then it's most likely burned. So yes, there's still a big job to do for all of us to invest into education and to really create this awareness how reusables are the better choice. And honestly, lobbying campaigns like those of McDonald's and so on, they are not making our lives easier on this end, because they're really trying to confuse consumers. And here we need to be loud and clear and use the scientific evidence that we can bring to the table that clearly states that reuse is the most sustainable packaging option for takeaway and delivery food, but also for on-site consumption, which for me is really like a scandal that there's still a large industry, the quick service industry, that is using single-use packaging for on-site consumption. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And then for educating consumers, we need to give them the tools, right? Like, and I know from your posts on LinkedIn team, and because you're becoming a voice there, that you've been recently discussing with Tim Cook and Lisa Jackson from Apple. How do they see these? Is that something that a possibility to make this massive and then they have it on an app and then everyone understands how to, engage with these kind of solutions? Do you see that coming? How that conversations go?
Yeah, so I think that it was a really nice privilege, right? The App Store team Europe of Apple, they selected us among very few other apps to present themselves to Tim Cook and Lisa Jackson, who's responsible for the environmental and sustainability efforts of Apple. And we certainly discussed with them how to bring even more registered users to the Vital app, and also received great feedback on what we can improve in the app and so on. And this is, I think, a big channel for us where we can directly reach and educate consumers. But also basically apart from those efforts, I think especially inside schools, I think especially with all different kinds of media formats. And Daniela, I'm sure you can add basically to your information campaigns that you're doing. But I think just talking about it and sharing is very important. And happy that we can use, for example, this personal encounter with Tim Cook and Lisa Jackson to put more attention towards our topic.
Mm-hmm. Do you see anything that we can do in that sense, Daniela, on connecting with other big players in the market as as a startup, as another solution builder, that we kind of have different solutions for first a city and then a country? How do you see that part coming up? Like, is there kind of a cluster of solutions that you need to put in place? Is that like one and then suddenly the other one? I'm just trying to understand from the perspective of government, how do you see these kind of solutions coming through?
Well, from my point of view, I can, for example, mention the SVNE, which is called the Schweizer Verband für Nachhaltige Events, is a recently established organization for people working for governments to bring in such a discussion as you just mentioned. I'm in a committee in that SVNA and SVNE. And I am trying to tell my peers and my colleagues about the successes or even maybe mistakes we've made from my point of view in Schaffhausen. So far, I don't see any mistakes yet, but you can't tell yet. And we share our experiences with each other. And to me, that is the most efficient and best way to spread a praxis to other cantons and learn from others. Yes.
Yeah. Great.
And we also
great.
Have different platforms to exchange with each other. That is only one example.
Thank you. I think we need to wrap up because it's, we all have other commitments and it's the middle of the day. So it's amazing to have you here and to be part of our podcast. But why don't we finish with something that you in a personal level would like to give to someone that is not yet using these kind of solutions? How would you like to invite them? It can be in a word, it can be in an example. Just give us one light on that.
I think in summer I would invite people to a pizza party using Vitals, and they would make big eyes and say, "Yeah, let's have a pizza party in the town at the Rhine, and I invite you." And they will be amazed how cheap it will be, because normally you have to pay a lot of money for the other reusables, and there I just pay the pizza. So that's what I would do.
I'll definitely join that party.
Me too. What about you, Tim? What will be your inviting headline to someone that has never used the application without the hat of you being part of the team? It needs to be on a personal level.
Well, I think I would invite everyone to, you know, just select one thing that they want to do more sustainable in the future, because we all know how difficult changing habits is. And I think, as you mentioned before, Enrique, right, we don't need a few people that have their perfect, that bring their perfect behavior to the table, but we need just every one of us really getting on the way and making progress to more sustainable consumer behavior. And this can be so many different things, right? And so I invite everyone to just get started with whatever is maybe even the easiest first step for them, right? So this is something that I would like to share with everyone, and invite everyone to make themselves on this journey.
Perfect. Well, I will keep that. So we'll start simple and make a pizza party as a way to finish this discussion. Thank you to both of you for this very solid and interesting point of view of how to be part of a movement, how to change our behavior. And I wish you all the best. And we see each other soon in Schaffhauser or in Germany. We will see. And in the pizza, we need to find a date for that.
I look forward to that. Feel invited.
Perfect. Thank you so much, everyone.
Yes, thank you for inviting us.
Very All right. Good. Thank you. Nice. Happy
thank you
weekend already.
Happy Bye-bye. Weekend. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everyone.